A top state elected official decides to leave public office. A federal judge rules on Oklahoma's jail mental health care. And Oklahoma City is looking to redevelop its oldest public housing complex. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 9th. I'm Deborah Schar. As Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen prepares to take on the role of Secretary of Homeland Security, some of the state's politicians are making announcements about their political futures. Abigail Sikowski reports.
Mullen's cabinet selection leaves an open seat in the Senate, which Governor Kevin Stitt must fill. State law requires the individual who accepts that job to sign an affidavit stating they will not run for the seat again in November. Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell said on social media Monday that he will not be running for governor this year. Although Mullen's departure made him reconsider running for office, he said he has decided against it and looks forward to endeavors outside politics. Pinnell did not explicitly address whether he would accept an appointment to the Senate, but said he will exit the political sphere when his term is finished. Two of Oklahoma's U.S. representatives are eyeing Mullen's seat this November. Stephanie Bice and Kevin Hearn have indicated that they are exploring the possibility. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency in 8 counties following last week's tornado outbreak. He says he issued the executive order to ensure resources reach those affected by severe weather and tornadoes. Storm damage can be reported online at damage.ok.gov. The declaration is in effect for 30 days. A federal judge is reaffirming that Oklahoma is not doing enough to fix a system that keeps people with mental illness stuck in county jails. Sierra Pfeiffer reports a recent ruling will have repercussions for state mental health officials.
U.S. District Judge Gregory Frizzell ruled the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health has not made sufficient progress toward meeting the requirements of a 2025 consent decree. The decree was signed to settle a class action lawsuit against the state for long wait times for defendants who are legally entitled to mental health treatment before their criminal cases can move forward. The judge's newest ruling requires the department to hire a data analyst, improve transparency with court-appointed consultants, and undergo an independent forensic audit. The state has already been fined more than $3.5 million for failing to meet court deadlines. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma City Housing Authority is applying for a $26 million federal grant to redevelop a neighborhood in South OKC. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
The Choice Neighborhoods Implementation Grant is offered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Oklahoma City Housing Authority Assistant Executive Director Greg Shin says the grant is for projects centered around a pre-existing public housing location that needs to be replaced or completely upgraded. In this case, that public housing location is Will Rogers Courts in South OKC, which was built in the 1930s and is the oldest public housing complex in the city. Shin says the grant money would also be used to redevelop the surrounding area within Stockyard City, South Rotary Park, and the Wheeler District.
The implementation grant is kind of like the Cadillac of neighborhood redevelopment opportunities. It becomes bigger than just the public housing location under Choice Neighborhoods.
HUD will announce the awardees in August. I'm Hannah France.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.